Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we enter this season of Advent, and we just ask through your grace and through the power of your Holy Spirit that we be eager and ready at all times to give an account for the hope inside of us, because this season is all about rekindling hope and being prepared. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So today we start our season of Advent. It's a very short season, but filled with many rich scripture readings, especially from the prophet Isaiah. We read a lot from him because he was one of the major prophets who announced more than any other one the coming of Christ and God's plan of redeeming Israel and all of the world. And that's what we're celebrating. So Advent is about three things, and I want to just highlight these with you. It's about letting God break through, being more alert and attentive. You know, God has to break through because we get into our routines, and sometimes we just don't open our hearts to really listen very well. So Advent is all about spending time listening and preparing our hearts for the Lord and praying for that ability, as I said, 1 Peter 3:15, to be ready at all times to give an account for the hope inside of us and to be able to share with other people our faith. And of course, the scripture readings today, especially the gospel, are kind of one of those ones that raises the hair on the back of your neck. Because, and I told you, all the readings up until Christ the King, we're all about that we believe that the second coming will be preceded by a time of great tribulation and distress, a lot of chaos and disorder. So this warning is kind of for people who aren't paying attention. That's not us, right? We're paying attention. We're all alert. I just had a cup of coffee in between masses because I did not sleep very well last night. My niece was here. I had to take her to the airport a little after 4 in the morning. It was already busy. So I feel for all those people traveling today, and I said, I'm praying for patience. You know, as you go through the TSA and all those things and so forth. And she has a long trip. She'll probably get back to North Carolina about 9:30 this evening. So a long day. But I still feel alert now, much more so than last night. Last night was kind of a struggle. I need to apologize to the Saturday night evening folks because I just felt a little scattered having just come back from the Tri-Cities. But Advent is about being attentive and alert and ready for God to share his word with us. And the second point is this, is that we need to be more open to the prophetic gifts, to the charismatic gifts, especially word of knowledge and prophecy. And teachings on these gifts are practically non-existent in the Catholic Church today, which is really sad and tragic. I'm in the Encounter School of Ministry every Thursday for 3 hours. They teach about it there. But outside of those kind of circles like charismatic renewal, you really get no teaching about this. And it's a central part of our faith, and it was a central part of Israel's faith. When Samuel was appointed and left, you know, to be a great prophet for the people of Israel, it says right before his calling, you know, he was sleeping and he heard the Lord 3 times, but he didn't really know it was the Lord because no one had been spoken to. It says, during the time young Samuel was to minister to the Lord under Eli, the word of the Lord was scarce and vision infrequent. So they really hadn't heard a lot. But part of the new Pentecost is that we do. God never fails to share his secrets with the prophets, Amos 3:6. And through the grace of Pentecost now, we can be open to getting words, prophetic words that help guide people. The charismatic gifts are for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. And I know in my life, I've been in communities that are open to those gifts and ones that aren't. There's a huge difference. The ones that are more warm, they're more relational, they're more personal. You know, you really feel like you leave and something was said that really just hits you right in the heart and helps you on your spiritual journey. So we need to really pray for that and to exercise them with love and charity. And we read from 1 Thessalonians about being alert and abounding in good works. But later on in the 5th chapter, St. Paul tells them, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything, retain what is good, refrain from every kind of evil. So we have to make sure that we're not blocking the movement of the Holy Spirit through a hardened heart or a hardened mind. Well, I don't believe in that. I don't need those gifts. Who are we to say that? Don't we want to be like Mary, be it done unto me according to thy word? If you want something for me, Lord, for the edification of the body of the members of Christ, I want to be open to it. And so you have to learn how to yield to those words. And sometimes you might think it's for the whole community when it's really just for you. So you're always praying for discernment. But you never just say, well, I don't want to be open to that whatsoever. I got called in the seminary for prophetic word. You know, I was at the parish mission and some lady came up and said there was a young man in the church. So I really think it's an important part. And in that book I read, Live Not by Lies, which I shared with you, you know, over the last year, this priest got a prophetic word from the Lord saying a great persecution is about to break out in Europe. And it's sad because it's right on the tails of World War II. It just ended. But communism is coming. You need to start forming small groups and getting people ready for this persecution so the church can survive it. And so he did that. He obeyed the Lord. He discerned how to do that. And he had these little small groups, and they would meet secretly and smuggle catechisms and Bibles and be edified and meet together to pray and build each other up in the power of the Holy Spirit, because he was listening for the word of the Lord. And our Blessed Mother was listening for the word of the Lord when the angel came and announced to her during the Annunciation that she would be the mother of our Redeemer. Isaiah was listening when he says, you know, go up on the mountains and proclaim glad tidings and words of comfort to my people. They're tired of all the war and ravage and despair they've been having. It's time to announce that I'm gathering my people back. Jeremiah, in the reading today, did the exact same thing, that God wanted to restore and fulfill his promise of salvation to the people. So we need that openness in our church today to speak words of hope to people, because there's not a lot of that going around in the mainstream media and so forth. And if we don't speak those words, who's going to speak them, right? So we need to be more open to those charismatic gifts, especially words of knowledge and prophecy. Lastly, Advent is about doing things that bring comfort and closeness to God. And we have lots of opportunities. Next weekend, there'll be a speaker here. I don't know who it is yet, but someone's coming from Catholic Community Services to give an edifying talk about what works they're doing for the Lord, corporal works of mercy, helping people who are poor and just finding life very difficult or burdensome. And we take up a collection for them, and then they give back part of that back to our parish so that we can use that with our St. Vincent de Paul conference and help people call us locally and be able to reach out. Because this time of the year is tough for a lot of people. Number one, the weather. You know, my niece said, is it always like this over here? I said, well, not always, but this time of the year, yeah, it's pretty nasty and ugly and gray and drizzly. But people struggle because the emphasis on family unity, and a lot of people have had loss in their families, and so that just reminds them of that. So we need to be eager and ready to speak words of comfort and to do corporal works of mercy for the less fortunate around us. And there are many opportunities to do that. Start in our own family. Maybe if you haven't talked to somebody for a long time in your family, give them a call. You know, I said that to somebody a few weeks ago. Have you called your dad lately? No. I said, call him. So she did, and she needed to hear some important things that were going on in his life. So this is a time for us to be praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. What can we do to bring forth God's kingdom, to usher in God's kingdom of light and push back the kingdom of darkness? Amen? Advent's a wonderful time. It's just short. So if you don't have a plan, it'll catch you off guard like a thief in the night. Amen? Let's pray that we be attentive and alert. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this season. As we remember, you did fulfill your promise. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, and we know him as our Lord and Savior. But we also are reminded that he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and that we will render an account for what we did in the body, whether good or evil. And this for us should not be an occasion of fear, but an occasion of joy, waiting in joyful hope that we can raise our heads on high, because this is what we've been waiting for you to usher in the fullness of your kingdom. And as we look around our world, we see in so many ways it's not being ushered in, that people are rejecting you and their hearts are hardened. So help us to do helpful things for the people around us, to be witnesses to you and eager and ready to share the gospel. And we ask this with confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.